You are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
See these brothers, they blind, father and son. And they came all the way just for the lecture. Allah accept, you know. I'm looking for them. I didn't see them. So I said, let me call out their names. Barakallahu fiqh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, our honorable Imam Sheikh Ali, and our beloved youth, and all the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 11th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. Our topic for tonight is Wafatul Nabi'il Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in our last program tomorrow night, which will be in Phoenix, Sanford, we will speak about the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So tonight we're discussing the demise of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, as an introduction for those of you beyond the borders of South Africa and Natal, we are here in a place which is called Musalla Umar bin Khattab. Who is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an? Sab aaye, Umar ko bulaya gaya. Everybody came, Umar didn't come. Umar was requested to come. The big difference. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his Mubarak hands and made dua. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya, bring Umar to our side or bring Amr to our side. Umar became Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, Amirul Mu'mineen, the second greatest person to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers alayhimu salatu wasalam. Amr bin Hisham became Abu Jahl and dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. So that we should understand. The day Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam, he still had his sword in his hand. He was going, and then Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. Every one of you who know Arabic should read the work of Allama Tantawi rahimahullah, Akhbar Umar radiallahu anhu. So all these details you will find there. So he met Sa'd ibn Waqqas. So he asked him, Aina turid ya Umar, where are you going? He said, I want to go there, meaning with his intention to assassinate Nabi alayhi salam. Sayyidina Abu Sa'd ibn Waqqas told him, go see what your sister and brother-in-law are doing and so forth. They already embrace Islam and so forth. Long story. So anyway, then when he realized that, you know, he's in the wrong, same time realization came. And if you've been to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, that side there is Marwa, this side there is Safa. Where Mount Safa is on the right hand side, there's a house of a Sahabi, and that was the first madrasa. It's known as Dar al-Arqam. So when he entered there, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the beloved Sahaba, leave him. When he entered, same time he recited, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. It's the first time in the history of Islam, a chorus, and together collectively they shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. Sahaba all shouted in unison, today we are elated, delighted, Umar has become radiallahu anhu arda. Jibreel alayhi salam came from the heavens and the skies and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, it's not only you are happy here, we the angels in the skies and in heavens are also rejoicing. Today Umar has embraced Islam radiallahu anhu arda. Who is Umar, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners? What Umar radiallahu anhu said on the Farsh, Allah who sent from the Arsh, go open Bukhari Sharif. Farsh is the land and the sand, and Arsh is the heavens and the earth. Wafaqtu Rabbi fi talat, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Before the ayat was revealed, I already suggested to the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, why don't we do this? Allah Jalla Wala revealed a verse like that. I'll give you one example. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar performing tawaf. And then he suggested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us read salat behind Maqam Ibrahim, the station of Ibrahim. That you know nowadays when you put up a building, you put up a block of flats or property, whatever. So you have the scaffolding, so that was acting as like a scaffolding, you see. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, I have to wait for the wahi revelation. Allah said, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسْوَلَّا. What Sayyidina Umar said is right. Make Maqam Ibrahim the place. After your tawaf, read salat. So like that, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah, who was a great, great Shafi'i scholar, he wrote in his work Al-Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran, more than 20 places what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who said, before the ayat was revealed, then Allah revealed the verse just according to the suggestion of any opinion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu. Now it comes to the ending of his life, and what does he do? He cries, also Bukhari Sharif, and he cries to Allah, his love for the Master alayhi salam, his love for Madinah to Rasul, and he says, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Ya Allah, let me pass away in the city of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He asked for something, Allah granted him something even better and greater. Martyrdom we received, he was performing Fajr Salat, reading Surah Yusuf according to the ulama. And the person came, Fayruz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, with a dagger and stabbed him, and he fell down. Abdurrahman radiallahu anhu bin Auf radiallahu anhu came in front and make istikhlaf. He continued with the salat. Said Umar radiallahu anhu, the blood is oozing, gushing out. But he still left for 3-4 days or so, and then he passes away. He's not only buried in Madinah Munawwara, he's buried right next to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sani Asnain next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Imagine. What great status Allah Jalla wa Ala granted him. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Inna Allaha yantaliqu al-haqqa ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi. Go open Mishkat Sharif, go open Mustadha Ahmad, you will find all these type of ahadith. Allah Jalla wa Ala let the truth emanate from the heart and the tongue of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. You brothers, very few of you, I think, yeah, have visited Iran. It was on the 5th of Awal, a Friday. In the year 2013, I arrived there in Iran on the 1st of Rabiul Awal, Monday, 2013. And on the 5th, I was in a place called Kashan. Kashan is very famous, remember, for the carpets, Persian carpets. So our driver, our guide, his name was Zari'. I told Zari, I want to see where is that place where you all built a mausoleum, a shrine, a mazar for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, I take you now. So Zahri took me there on that Friday, 5th Rabiul Awal, 2013. And this person is a Majusi fire worshipper. They killed him, dispatched him to Jahannam already in Medina. But the Iranian revolution, not Islamic revolution, the Iranian Shia revolution, that they built a shrine. And what they called him, you should be aware of all this, they called him Baba Shujauddin. That you are a very brave person. You did one of the greatest actions and you martyred and murdered Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Imagine. You call such people Muslim, I'm asking you. If a person murders Sayyidina Umar, you'll call that person Muslim. Huh? You're doubting still. Is Muslim or not? Can't be Muslim. But that is a problem we have. So you should know all this. Ah, Sheikh Ali, he will teach you all these things, inshallah, okay? So that's why when I entered there, I was very happy that you kept the name Musalla Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. You must learn about these great, great personalities. What legacy they left behind and what contribution they made for the sake of Islam. Come to our topic that was introduction. Wafatul Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, few countries in the world, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday is 11th of Rabi'ul Awwal. But majority countries of the world and parts of the world, tonight, tomorrow is 12th Rabi'ul Awwal already. And there's ijma and consensus that he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, demise took place on Monday on 12 Rabi'ul Awwal and at the time of Duha around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. So therefore we will discuss this. Now let's come. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj. Thereafter the Master alayhi salam returns to Medina Munawwara. Muharram passes, then Safar comes. Now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is receiving signs already. The time for the demise is very near. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to Uhud. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Jabal Uhudin is Uhud with Dhammil Ha, not Uhud. We must learn to pronounce the names correctly. Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. The Mount Uhud loves us and we love this mountain. So the Shuhada'i Uhud are there. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu is there. Sayyidu Shuhada, Sahih Hadith, Mustadrak Hakim. So the Master alayhi salam went to make al-wida and greet them for the last time now. So these are the martyrs of Uhud. Then after a few days, the Master alayhi salatu salam went to Baqi and the graveyard cemetery, and there also the Master alayhi salatu salam made al-wida, greeted them and made dua for the people buried in Baqi. Then remember, it was in the ending of Safar, the Master alayhi salam returned from a janaza, wa ra'asa, my head mubarak, terrible headache, migraine, call whatever you want to. And then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's condition started deteriorating. But still salat, the Master alayhi salam would come to the masjid and so forth. Then the last Thursday, Yawm al-Khamis, wa ma adraka ma Yawm al-Khamis. That day what happened? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba that bring a pen and paper and I will dictate to you. And then you won't go, لَن تَدِلُّ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. Go open Bukhari Sharif, all that. The hadith is authentic, there's no question about it. Some Sahaba said, like Sayyidina Umar and so forth, that why must we give taklif and so much, you know, pain to the Master alayhi salam? The Quran Sharif is here, the Sunnah Mubarakah is there. Some Sahaba said, no, bring it and so forth. So when there was like this difference of opinion, then the Master alayhi salam said, Kumu anni, go from here. This was Thursday during the daytime. That Thursday evening after Maghrib, now pay attention, brothers. That Thursday evening, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made imamat. Right? And the Master alayhi salatu salam in Maghrib salat read, wal mursalati urfa. That surah was which Nabi alayhi salatu salam read. Between Maghrib and Isha, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu wahi, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, the Master alayhi salatu salam addresses the Sahaba and says, Muru Abba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he must make the imamah. Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha is Siddiqa. Her father is Siddiq. She intervenes, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my father is raqiq al-qalb. He's got a very, very soft heart. And when he stands on your musalla, Ya Rasulullah, he will cry. He will not manage. She is interceding on behalf of her father. So that radiallahu an said Abu Bakr, radiallahu an. And then Nabi alayhi salatu salam saw that they're repeating it. Then the Master alayhi salam said, Ya Aisha, inna kunna la sawahibu Yusuf. You want to give wrong mashura, yeah? I am telling you, tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr to make imamat. Now, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah writes, all of you who know Arabic, this book is a masterpiece, you must read it, Minhaju Sunnah of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. He, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah writes, what the Master alayhi salatu salam wanted to dictate during that Thursday, the daytime, so the Master alayhi salatu salam now amalan practically, now implemented it. What did he want to write? That Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq will be the Khalifa, he will lead the Salat and all these things there. And that's exactly what happened. Now pay attention. Isha Salat Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Fajr Salat Monday, 17 Salat, fi hayatin Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody else with imamat except him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu. That honor, that distinction, no one else has, only he has. And Allah makes ishara, Allah is showing us all this. If we read the Quran Sharif, chapter 9, verse number 40, ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. He was Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ziyar in the ghar. Yar is Urdu, the most beloved companion in the ghar, in the cave. Ghar in Arabic, narrow cave. Kahf, broad cave. Suratul Kahf, okay? So that's the difference. So every part of the journey of Hijrah, min ad-dar ila al-ghar, from the house Mubarak to the ghar, and then from there right to Madinah Munawwara central, where Masjid Nabawi is, and opposite Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu's house was, were 25 stops. If you go to Tabaqat ibn Sa'ad, you will find it there. Everything of the Master alayhi salatu salam is well recorded and documented. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is the second of the two. He's the second of the two in the ghar, in the cave of Thawr. And he's the second of the two when they entered Medina. He's the second of the two when they built Masjid al-Quba and when they built Masjid al-Nabawi. The first block was placed by the Master alayhi salam. And the second block was placed by him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. On the musalla of the Master alayhi salam, he is Thani Athnain, the second person. First is the Master alayhi salam. Today also, he is Thani Athnain. Who is buried right next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. So therefore, me and you, we belong to Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we must proclaim this, we must pronounce it and announce it. Whoever hates Sayyidina Abu Bakr, whoever hates Sayyidina Umar, whoever hates Sayyidina Usman, whoever hates Mother Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anhu majma'in, such people can never be Muslim. You understand? Whether he's Khomeini, whether he's Shia, whether he's who. So we must be very clear on all these issues here. So what happens before that? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking, See, ذَٰلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives virtue to whosoever He wishes. So the Master alayhi salam is asking, أَيْنَ أَنَا غَدًا أَيْنَ أَنَا غَدًا, where will it be my turn tomorrow? All the أَزْوَاجِ مُتَّهَرَاتِ, the honorable spouses and wives of the Master alayhi salatu salam realize that he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, want to spend his last days in the house of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So the Master alayhi salam, they gave permission. Now he settled there in the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Who is Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha? That when the enemies of Islam slandered her, falsely accused her, she says, I knew 100% Allah will exonerate me, but I never expected Allah to reveal verses for me. Go read Surah 24, Surah Nur, verses number 11 to 26. 16 verses were revealed to prove the innocence of Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون. Allah says, you're not guilty, you're 100% innocent. Therefore we say you are Siddiqa bint Siddiq. See how Allah elevates them, understand? So anyway, we carry on. So then the Master alayhi salam called his beloved Ladli, his Sahib Zadi. If you want all the details, go open Bukhari Sharif. Imam Bukhari, Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith, brought the whole chapter on the marazul wafat, on the fatal illness of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And then what happens? He calls Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, whispers in her ear, and she starts crying. And then the Master alayhi salam tells her something, she started smiling. The Azwaji Mutahharat, Hazrat Aisha and them were there. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, O Fatima radiallahu anha? She said, no, it's a secret between me and my beloved father. I cannot disclose it. After the demise of the Master alayhi salam, they asked her, then what was that? She said, the first time, my beloved father said, my time to leave this world is very near, O my beloved Ladli. She was the only child alive at that time. All the other daughters, sons, all passed away. So she was weeping and crying. The Master is telling her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave this world. You know, Firaq, when the Master alayhi salam, son Ibrahim passed away. So the Master alayhi salam was crying and said, وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ لَمَحَزُونُونَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. With your departure, with your separation, you're only 18 months old, O Ibrahim. But I'm so sad, I'm grieving. So imagine, say, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, that now she's the only child, Ladli, Sahibzadi, Piyari, and the most beloved to the Master alayhi salam. And now she's got the news, the departure is imminent now, the demise is imminent of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the Master alayhi salam told her that very soon you will join me. Rabi'ul Awwal, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away, and then on the 3rd of Ramadan in the same year, only a period of 6 months. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, in that 6 months she was so broken, so sad. Fama dhahikat ba'du, fama dhahikat qattu, she never ever smiled or laughed because she was so sad and heartbroken. My beloved father has passed away, rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khatamun nabiyyin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sheikh Ali read qiraat, Sheikh Jumu'ah read qiraat, our Hafiz Randeri read qiraat mashallah, and Qasida Burda, and our brother Muhammad read. They all speaking about the glory and the beauty of the Master alayhi salatu salam. But who can describe the Master? Nobody can describe it better than Allah himself. Go read, you must remember Surah An-Najmi, where Allah speaks of the tongue Mubarak of the Master, the eyes Mubarak of the Master, the heart Mubarak of the Master, the whole jasad athar of the Master alayhi salatu salam. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. Your tongue Mubarak, Ya Rasulullah. You always spoke the truth, and it was wahi and revelation. Your heart Mubarak, Ma kadabal fu'adu ma ra'a. You never only had sight, you had insight also. You could see from the inner recesses of your heart also. Yet your eyes Mubarak, Ya Rasulullah, Ma zaghal basaru wa ma tagha. Your eyes Mubarak could not see anything wrong. Allah praises the Master, chapter 68, and the entire Jasada Athar, and says, chapter 68, verse 4, Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim, and your character is so sublime, so exalted. We come to Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, Shairu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved poet of the Master alayhi salam, and said, what did he say? Ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. It is not my speech that will elevate the rank and status of the Master alayhi salatu salam. That Allah already did. Surah 94 verse 4. Wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. Allah Jalla Wala states, we elevated your name, Nami Ismi Grami, Ya Rasulullah, your honorable name. Idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. When my name is taken, then your name also is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, then ashhadu anna Muhammad. After Allah Jalla Wala, always is Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Atiullah والرسول أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول. See everywhere in the Quran you will find it. ما إن مدحت محمدا بمقالتي. Is not my speech and poetry that will elevate the rank of the Master عليه الصلاة والسلام. ولكن مدحت مقالتي بمحمد. My speech gets elevated because I take the name of the Master عليه الصلاة والسلام. Not the other way around. It's not we elevate the Master alayhi salam. It is the Master alayhi salatu salam. We take his name, nami, ismi, grami, honorable name, and then our speech gets elevated and so forth. Think properly, brothers. So where are we? Now we must remember the condition of the Master alayhi salatu salam is deteriorating. You know me, my mother tongue is Maimon. I want to make all of you on Maimon today. You know Maimon? Huh? Mubin? Harun? You don't know. We make all of you on Maimon today. So now you must read one dua. All of you must read dua. You must read loud, eh? Yeah. Allahumma,
Allahumma
yammin,
yammin
kitabi,
kitabi.
Ya Allah, give me my book of deeds in my right hand. Ya Allah, give me my book of deeds in the right. You see, you go by train or you go by plane, so then they give you a ticket, they give you a boarding pass. So when you have the boarding pass, then you can enter the plane, you sit on your seat. Train, you have your ticket, then you enter and you sit. Now to enter Jannah, we need that boarding pass, we need that ticket. So when you receive the ticket, then you receive it in the right hand. So when you receive it in the right hand, after that, next stop, Jannat al-Firdaus. You understood, brothers? Huh? So we're saying, Allahumma yammin kitabi, Ya Allah, give me my book of deeds in my right hand. You see? So when we got in the right hand, chapter number 19, you see? Verse chapter number 90, verse number 18, and Allah says, Ulaika ashabul maymana. That when you're going to get that book of deeds in the right hand, then you're a maiman. Maiman don't mean you're going to speak maiman language. It means that you receive the book of deeds in the right hand. Now you got your ticket, boarding pass straight to Jannah. So we all become maiman, inshallah. Yeah. I made all of you maiman or not? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. So you must understand which kind of maiman we're talking about. You see? Harun bhai, so much bhaiya. Mubin, you understood? Masha'Allah. So much sacrifice they make. So Allah Ta'ala reward them. So anyway, my brothers, sisters, children, all you listeners, we must understand these things here. So Mustafa, in our Maimon language, my father is about to leave this world. My mother is about to leave this world. So now they give you farewell advice. So in Maimon you say, Manjopejo Armanwo. This is the last advices of my beloved father. The word we use, if any person is Maimon and you know Maimon properly, you say Arman. So this is Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's farewell advice to the Ummah. Nafidu Jaysha Usama. Let Usama's army go out. Where is the Master alayhi salam sending? Ghazawat are 27, where the Master alayhi salam himself participated. Badr, Uhud, Khaybar, Tabuk, all like that. And Hunayn, lot of. Sariya, 50. Or Bu'uth also they call. So where Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam send the Jamaat out, send the army out, but he, the Master alayhi salam, did not participate. The last one was the Jaysh-e Usama. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhuma. Their title was Hibbubdu Hibbi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The father is beloved to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Zayd, and the son is beloved. So Hibbubnu Hibbi Rasulullah. Now the thing you need to understand, Usama was dark in complexion and Zayd was very fair in complexion. So the people were making some funny remarks, like, you know, people. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I love Usama and I love the father of Usama. So they got the title Hibbubnu Hibbi Rasulullah. So everything finished then, you see. So the last one, and how old he was? 18 years old, 19 years old. This is the last army. So this is now, when they reached this outside Medina, the condition deteriorated, so they didn't go very far. They were sent to area called Balqa. Balqa is in Palestine, and so forth. That was the last army Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent. Second advice the Master alayhi salam gave. You need to understand all this. Akhrijul Yahud. All this in Bukhari Sharif. Akhrijul Yahud wal Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. How sad it is today. You go to Saudi Arabia, you go to United Arab Emirates, you go to Bahrain, you go to all these places, and you will find that they're inviting the Jews and Christians more and more. What the Master alayhi salam said in his fatal illness, they're doing the direct opposite of it. So are you going to call these people good Muslims, or will you call them traitors? What you call? 100% Khain. You don't call them Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, we call them Khainul Haramain Sharifain. They are traitors to what Islam taught us. Understand this thing here. So that's second. Third one for all of us, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa karrarahu marratin. The Master alayhi salatu salam repeated this several times. And what did he say? The Master alayhi salam said, As-salah, 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 wa ma malakat aymanukum, wa ma malakat aymanukum. When it comes to your hukukullah, the rights between me, you and Almighty Allah, O Muslim, O Abdullah, O Amatullah, you must be particular, meticulous regarding your salat with Almighty Allah. We can't be missing any salat, brothers. We can't be missing any salat, my sisters. Make that pledge with Allah from now till my death, I will not miss a single salat. We'll do that inshallah. Why is salat called salat? As-silatu bayna al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, the connection between slave, servant and Almighty Allah. If we don't need salat, we're breaking that connection. Wa ma malakat aymanukum, and over whom we have authority, over whom we have jurisdiction. So we have some authority over our wives. Are we full of the rights of the wives? Are we fulfilling the rights of our children? Are we fulfilling the rights of our students? Are we fulfilling the rights of our employees? We just treat them anyhow. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us human rights more than 1400 years ago. You have rights, so you must fulfill them according to Islam. Not because of the kuffar said so, because Islam said so. Imagine the big difference today. So brothers, our Islam is simple terms. The non-Muslims are listening. Islam teaches us to pray, P-R-A-Y, to Almighty Allah, and not to pray, P-R-E-Y, on the creation of Allah. You understood that? You understand what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah. This awliyaullah. Allah states, let's start Quran. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. Right? Hadith Sharif Tirmidhi. Akthiru zikra hazimil lazat. Remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasure and the pleasures of death, of this life. It will come and destroy it, and that is death. Hadith Sahih in Tirmidhi. Qa'a sahaba Sayyidina Umar. You just heard now Qasida Burda. Our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Hafizullah, he wrote the whole commentary on Qasida Burda, Durratul Farda. In there, this incident is mentioned. Listen carefully. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who becomes Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen. He appoints a Bedouin, a simple person, what we will say. And says, when I'm here in Medina, every day come to my house and say, La tansal maut ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. La tansal maut ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Don't forget death, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. Imagine. Then when the white hair started appearing, then Sayyidina Umar told him, okay, now this hair of mine is teaching me, my death is coming nearer and nearer and nearer. See, come to the awliyaullah, O esteemed listeners of Ansar Radio, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember that, go open Ghunyatul Talibin and go see what Hazrat Pirane Peer, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarallahu Markadahu had to say. I visited his mazar and his grave Mubarak in Baghdad, and he said, poetry, beautiful. If you knew the Arabic language, he says, وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ. How many kafan are washed every day? See Ghazza al-Mubarakah. They're just burying, because they are martyrs. 200,000 plus have become shuhada. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan and shroud are washed daily? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ. Me and you, we're so busy in the bazaar, in the shop, and to Hello Paisa. You know Hello Paisa? The shop's name is Hello Money. Hello Paisa. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ. How many graves and graves have been? وَصَاحِبُ سُرُورِ مَغْرُورُ وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ حَالِكُ وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ حَالِكُ. Very soon you'll be history, O human being. We'll leave this world. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's condition is deteriorating. He calls the Azwaji Mutahharat, speaks to them and bids farewell to them. He calls Hassanain, Hassan Sayyidina Hussein, kisses them and then bids farewell to them. It's the last few minutes now of the Master alayhi salam. Abdul Rahman bin Abi Bakr enters. He got a miswak in his mouth. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha sees the Master looking at him. She asks, Ya Rasulullah, do you want the miswak? He said, yes. Meaning with ishara, by gesture. So she took the miswak, softened it, and then gave to the Master alayhi salam. Siddiqa bin Siddiq says, it was my house, it was my turn. The Master alayhi salatu salam just said the athar was against my body. It was riqi wa riq, my saliva with the Mubarak saliva of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And then the last words alayhi salam cried and said, to teach us this ummah, Allahumma ghfirli, ya Allah forgive me. Obviously the Master alayhi salam don't need to ask that, but to teach us, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni, ya Allah forgive me, ya Allah have mercy on me, wa alhiqni bil rafiqil a'la, wa alhiqni bil rafiqil a'la, grant me the highest stages there in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And then the Master alayhi salam, 12 Rabiul Awwal, the 8th of June, the year 632, between 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, passes away. When taqala ila rahmatillah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is not there. The news spreads like wildfire. And then he comes and he removes the chadar and kisses the Master on his forehead and says, Tibta hayya wa mayta, ya Rasulullah, your life also was so pure and your demise also is so pure. Sayyidina Umar could not accept it. And then he said, Abu Bakr came and he said to the Ummah, the Sahaba in Masjid Nabawi, Man kana minkum ya'buduna Muhammadan fa innahu qad mat. Whosoever is worshipping Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he, the Master alayhi salam, has passed away. And if you're worshipping Allah, fa wa hayyun la yamut, Allah was, is, will always be, will never ever die. Wa ma Muhammadun illa Rasul, qad khalat min qablihi Rasul. What was Sayyida Fatima's condition? Go open Bukhari Sharif. The demise of a beloved father has taken place. The demise of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, Ya Abata, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, after the demise of the Master, Ya Abata, man ajaba rabban da'a, Ya Abata, man ajaba rabban da'a, you have now answered the call of Almighty Allah. Ya Abata, man jannatul firdausi ma'wa, man jannatul firdausi ma'wa, you are going to jannatul firdaus, oh my beloved father. Ya Abata, ila Jibreel nan'a, we will announce to Jibreel, no more wahi will come and revelation will come. That is, I say, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. In that 6 months she didn't smile. When she was asked, how you feel, Sayyida Fatima, she said, Subbat alayya masaibu. When you pour water like this, you call it subba in Arabic. She said, Subbat alayya masaibu. Such calamities has fallen upon me. Lo annaha subbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. That if that calamity had to fall on the day should be transformed into nights and so forth. Imagine. So brothers, sisters, learn the Siratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so many lessons we will derive. And we come to the ending. Then what happens is this: the Janaza Salat. How are we going to read the Janaza Salat? Quick Mashura was held, Hangami Ijlas, as we say, emergency meeting. Nobody will make imamat. We all will come individually, groups of 10. Sahaba, the men came first, 10 people, read janaza individually. Then another 10, then another 10. Then the children came, the sons came, then the women came, the daughters came. Everybody read. The Ghusl Mubarak of the Master, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Abbas. Abbas radiallahu anhu's two sons. Abbas, Qusam bin Abbas, remember they gave the ghusl. The burial of the Master alayhi salam takes place, and then we go there today and we say, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. So we should know this lesson, innaka mayyitu wa innahu mayyitun. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day your demise will take place. And all of you will also pass away one day. So every one of us learn this dua. chapter 12, surah 12, surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alihiqni bisalihin. Ya Allah, let me pass away with iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. Even after death, we're asking Allah, let me pass away and let me be buried next to pious people. Imagine the beauty of Islam. So inshallah, tomorrow will be our last program day in Masjidul Salam, Sun. We will discuss the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah now we're going to make dua. We thank all the directors, Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his whole team. All my engineers here, brother Dawood Mundli, Dave Suleiman Esob, my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal here, and everybody else who's responsible. And mashallah, that all the programs Allah Ta'ala accepted. They will prepare the podcast and we'll send it out inshallah. And you, brother Harun, and you, brother Mubin, don't go anywhere after the dua. I just want to make mashura with you quickly. So let us all turn to Allah. We say to all the trustees of this Musalla, Umar bin Khattab, and to the Imam, our Sheikh Ali, and all of you, a big jazakumullahu khairan. Allah Ta'ala reward all of you also, mashallah. It's Saturday night and you are in a masjid to listen to Qala Allah, Qala Nabi Sallallahu. It's a big thing, you know. So Allah Ta'ala accept us all for his deen, and Allah Ta'ala make our khatim on iman. So we make quick dua. You want long dua, you go istima. You want short dua, you come here. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi thana'an alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Walaka alhamdu kullu. Walaka almulku kullu. Biyadika alkhair. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhab an-nar. Allahumma izzil Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين يا رب العالمين اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم اشدد وأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وموتانا موت المسلمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم اطهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين الملعونين يا رب العالمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة اللهم إنا نسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيها رب العالمين ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين 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 جزاك الله خير إمام بارك الله فيك جزاك الله خير